of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On Ash Wednesday, 2 weeks ago, we marked the beginning of our 40-day journey in Lent. This is a metaphor of our journey in life. Last Sunday, Saint Mark tells us that this journey is full of temptations. Today, Saint Mark tells us that this is going to be a journey of the cross. For Jesus says, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, and take up their cross, and follow me. This is to say that our journey in life is going to be a journey of the cross. We will note here two central elements of this call of Jesus. If anyone wants to follow me, one must first deny oneself, and second, take up one's cross. To deny oneself, as the first requirement, has to do with our will, our life choices. It is challenging and difficult because we instinctively are self-centered. We are egocentric. To deny ourselves that Jesus is calling us to do is to choose to put him, not ourselves, as the center of life. You know that Jesus experienced this conflict in this choice of wills in the Garden of Gethsemane. Remember that incident where we are told by the Gospels that in the flash of a moment, Jesus, given the vision of what he was to suffer, cried out in prayer, "Father, if you can let this cup pass by me, please let it pass. But not my will, but your will be done." So to deny oneself that Jesus is calling us to do is to choose the will of God, not our will, not what we want, but what he wants. And secondly, having made our choice, we are then called to take up our cross and follow Jesus. Remember that in the time of Jesus, crosses were only used for one thing, death. So the implication is clear. To carry the cross is to carry it like Jesus, who carried his cross to the ultimate giving of his life. This is how Saint Paul describes the imitation of Christ in the Philippians. Have among yourselves the same attitude that is also yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave and coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even death on the cross. There are concrete ways of experiencing this way of the cross. Remember the first reading? Abraham and Isaac are prefigurement of what happened to the Father and Jesus. That the Father sent his Son into the world to give his life for the sake of the world. And here Abraham prefigures the Father who willingly, or maybe with a heavy heart, gave his son Isaac, ready to sacrifice him on the mountain when God asked him to sacrifice him. And we see Isaac as a prefigurement of our Lord Jesus Christ, carrying that bundle of wood which was going to be burned when he was going to be killed and offered as a sacrifice by Abraham, his father. And he went up to that mountain. Only God, through the angel, stopped Abraham. We would be like Isaac too. We would be carrying our cross. And like Isaac, Jesus prefigures also this as the Son of God when he carried the wood of the cross to Calvary. That is what we have in the Stations of the Cross. Every Friday here during the season of Lent, we pray the Stations of the Cross, and we have started contemplating and meditating on the Stations. Because if you look at closely the Stations of the Cross, we think of the way of Jesus to Calvary as our journey in life also, where we carry our cross in tracing our path in following Jesus. Let us recall the Stations and try to see ourselves in Jesus. The cross was heavy, and you know that in the Stations of the Cross, Jesus fell 3 times. But in order not to die along the way, Simon of Cyrene was forced by the soldiers to help Jesus carry his cross. Farther in the way, Jesus' appearance could have been so pitiful that Veronica wiped his face. And when they reached the hilltop, Jesus was stripped of his garment and exposed naked to public view and nailed to the cross. And Jesus cried, "I thirst." And more than thirst, Jesus felt abandoned, rejected. "Father, why have you forsaken me?" Now, despite all these agonies, pains, and sufferings, the compassionate heart of Jesus knew no bounds. And these are one of the few things that you can find in the Stations of the Cross, that in spite of all this, when there was this large crowd of people following him, including many women who mourned and lamented him, what did Jesus do? He turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep instead for yourselves and for your children." And when he was hanging there on the cross, what are the other words that came out from his mouth? "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And the thief crucified with him, he told them, "This day you will be with me in paradise." And one of the most touching moments in this whole incident, when he was hanging on the cross and saw his mother. He was the one taking care of Mary, his mother. And he knew that when he dies, nobody would take care of her. So he called on his disciple, John. "John, behold your mother." And then he called John and said, and then called his mother and said, "Behold your son." Now, in all this, the compassion of Jesus was overwhelming. By compassion, I mean the two Latin words, cum patire, that is, to suffer with. That is compassion, to suffer with. So in the midst of his suffering, he reached out to others who were suffering too. He suffered with them. He entered into their pains in saying the same as he had compassion. I emphasizing compassion of Jesus even along the way of the cross, because, you know, this is the mark that I would wish our church to have. That is to say, we will always strive to be recognized in the community as the compassionate Anglican Church of Jesus our Savior. If there is no other thing that can distinguish us in the community, I think this is one mark that we want to be known and remembered, that we are a compassionate church. Already we are a very compassionate congregation among ourselves, but we try to reach out to others and see in our compassionate actions and words that we really are following Jesus in our life and in our actions. This is one of our goals for our Lenten journey. Amen.